103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the Fat Guy at the Station. I'm down here at Cannabash 2023 and Folsom just got off the stage. They rocked it. They did their thing. Y'all thought they was gone, but obviously they not. I got pictures and I got a little video to show y'all. They still around. Where y'all been, man?
Oh, we've been overseas most of the time, and DJ Glaze been formulating the beats for us. You know, we've been doing a lot of music, going overseas, like places like Switzerland and Japan and China, different places like that. So we've been really, really busy. We've been in Europe.
So are y'all part of the Passport Boys now?
The pass what? The
Passport Boys.
I think I could easily be inducted without a problem. No problem.
International player with a passport.
You said what now?
That's top secret.
That's top secret. That
I can still be inducted with no problem.
You got them. You
passport.
Yeah, y'all got them stamps.
What's up? We move like Janet.
So what's been going on with Folsom?
Basically, like I said, we about to create a new album. We've been doing a lot of our old stuff, doing shows, different places. But basically, we're just trying to get everything together with DJ Glaze. He puts all the tracks and things together. Also, he performs, he raps as well. And you got Eminemston, and I'm T-Dub. We lay down the music, and Glaze puts the tracks down. So we're just trying to stay in the loop with everything, you know, keep the music going. Because a lot of people still ask about Folsom. And like I said before, a lot of times we're overseas. But now we want to bring it back home, you know, and do a lot of things all over, you know, the states, and get back over at home now.
Yeah, we're gonna start taking care of home. Also, another thing that happened was the COVID. So when the COVID hit, that pretty much shut everybody down. Every artist, from the biggest artist to the smallest artist, that pretty much shut down everybody because nobody was able to travel nowhere. Yeah. We were actually asked during COVID to come to Europe, to come to China, I think it come to Japan. Korea. Yeah, Korea too, but we actually passed on everything because of the COVID.
It's something I always wanted to ask artists. And it's like when America's not really feeling you anymore and y'all go over to Europe and y'all playing stadiums with 100,000 people singing every word. Is there any words that y'all can explain to me? Why is that?
I think because like at home, it's probably over saturated at home because there's so many artists, it's a lot of people. And so people, they may only know the big names. They may not know everybody. Other people may know the music also. So it just may be, like I said, over saturated. So, but yet around the world, the people, the fans will actually follow you. So when you get out there, the appreciation is like ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
But I can go in depth a little better than that too as well. They appreciate you coming. When we go to Japan, they don't, you know, a lot of them don't really speak English, but they know your words
to
your
song.
Because they appreciate the fact that you left your home to come to Japan, to come to China, come to Europe, and you know, because a lot of people don't make that trip. And so we decide that we go, and they love you more like that. You know, we took the time, you know, we went out there to perform, and they appreciate the fact that we actually came.
Now, I know this may sound stupid to y'all, but I had somebody when y'all was on stage and they was like, how you say their name? And I said, it's Folsom. And I was like, they did such and such, you know, back in the day and stuff. Hey, do you know if they been to Folsom Prison? Right? It sound crazy. It sound crazy. I know it do, but I want to know, does it have any correlation with Folsom Prison?
Nothing to do with Folsom Prison. It's
we know people in Folsom Prison.
Exactly. No, I mean, from a street perspective, the music that we do is for the streets, right? We make it for ourselves. We grew up on, you know, music from the streets, and so that's who we make it for. So the group originally consisted of four members. It was Folsom, and so we came up with Folsom, right? Kind of a slang twist to it. But it's really, you know, the type of music we do is aimed towards street people. You know what I'm saying?
So Waniac.
Yeah, and so a Waniac from the Twins was originally one of our, he was the fourth member of the group. So now we, the actual person that put us together and kind of planned this whole thing out was T-Dub's brother, Travi Trav. We look at him as like the silent fourth member now.
Oh, okay.
He passed away, so we just... my brother Travi passed away, so we just kept it as he's the fourth member looking down on us to keep us in line and keep us correct. So that's why we just kept the name Folsom.
Now, I don't know if this is a touchy situation, if y'all don't want to go into it or a touchy topic. I was reading somewhere y'all had dealings with Eazy-E. Is it comfortable? Can we talk about that? Because, you know, Eazy was a legend, you know, for people in my age group. I know y'all much younger than me, but people in my age group, he was a legend. Can y'all tell us about that?
Sure. Actually, we were actually about to sign with Eazy. We actually had contracts with him already. And we were going through a dispute with them. No, we were working out a deal with Atlantic also. So at like the same time, we were trying to go back and forth to figure out who it was we were going to sign with. But so we were actually going to sign with him too.
And at the time, there was a lot of controversy going on with
Death Row,
with Long Beach and Snoop and Dre and Eazy-E. So we
shook, and it's like that's our peoples too.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was like a whole conflict going on with all that.
So, wow.
Before you even say, I can give you a fun fact. The video ain't nothing but a G thing. You know the video, correct? You're about that age group, correct? The guy that pulled the girl's top off in the video, do you remember that? That was me.
No.
Yeah, that's me. No. Yeah, T-Dub was the one to pull the girl in the G-Thang video. I pulled her top off in the G-Thang video. That's me. And the little boy that was dancing in the video, that's my godson. That's my godson.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of history, man.
I know. I'm trying to get some of it out of y'all. You know, that's why I asked you, was it cool to talk about it? Because some people, when you bring up Eazy, they don't want to talk about it.
We go in depth with Eazy. Well, actually, we were dealing with a producer, two producers actually, Tony G and Julio G. So we would do tracks at the house that Glaze, DJ Glaze, put together. And Eazy-E was starting the Ruthless radio station with those guys, with 92.3 The Beat. And he happened to come in one day when we were doing a session. And he was like, oh man, I kind of like that music right here. So he told Tony G that he wanted to deal with us. Tony G called me one day, T-Dub, can you come down here, man? Eazy-E wants to sign you guys. Eminemster, DJ Glaze, we hit the freeway, went down there, and we had a conversation with Eazy-E, and we worked everything out. Well, actually, we're trying to work everything out on certain issues, and he gave us a contract. We're going back and forth, but then at that time, he got sick, you know what I mean? So that's what kind of slowed the process down, because we were going to sign with Eazy-E because he brought Bone Thugs and Harmony. Because we met them when they came straight from Cleveland. They were over there at Tony G's house, okay? Just sitting on the floor chilling. So he was clearing his whole roster. It was going
to
be...
He told me we need to clear the roster.
He cleared the roster. It's going to be Bone Thugs and Harmony and Folsom. So we're finna go to the top. But then he passed away, and we did our thing with Atlantic Records. But it would have been something to think about and to see if we'd have stayed with Eazy-E and had he lived. Oh, man.
Also, I remember us about doing an album. Yeah. Writing his album. They want us to write the next album.
So y'all have a relationship or a connection with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
In that way.
I get that. But I'm just saying, and Folsom, you know, but a lot of people, you know, you hear stuff on television, interviews and stuff like that. And I never heard until I read it that Folsom was in that mix. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever brings that up. I don't know if y'all know that or agree with that, but every interview, I just interviewed Bone Thugs and Harmony last year. Folsom's name never came up in that mix. You know what I'm saying?
If you look back at some of the old Dr. Dre videos, like the Chronic videos, you'll see us in the videos with Folsom hats in there. So it's like we've been making music ever since. Yeah, I mean, it's just all of that history we've been a part of, you know what I mean? But we've done a lot of stuff on our own to try to get, you know, to get our music out there. So we just didn't have the label, you know, that we could have. Maybe if we would have signed directly with Tommy Boy at the time, because that was another offer that we had, or if things would have worked out with Eazy, then things would be different, right?
It's just
a luck of the draw, you know. So it was just Atlantic Records couldn't take us to where we needed to go.
But the one thing about us, fortunately, is we have the talent. we have the talent, and we have the we know how to make really good music. And that stuff is timeless.
Right, and the thing that we learned from it is that we've become a group that's self-sufficient, meaning that we produce our own music, we record our own music, we write our own lyrics, we know how to navigate, you know, the landscape of distribution, of and things have changed a lot since then, right? So we're still learning, right? We're still navigating how to deal with social media and get the followers and the likes that we need, right? To get our music out there, because things have changed. But you know, we're regrouping for this next album, and that's kind of how we're taking a step back and saying, what is Folsom going to be in 2023 and beyond, right? Because we came from that old school, and you know, we've had to do a lot of stuff on our own. But everything that's out there on Spotify, you know, Apple Music, out on YouTube, comes directly from us. We only had a major label back in 1995, 96. Everything else has been distributed by us. Manny, Mo, and Jack right here, three guys. You know what I'm saying?
So, and we have a catalog.
Yeah.
Y'all got your own. So
at least 10 albums already.
So y'all own y'all own masters.
Yeah, we own everything.
Maybe all together, maybe like 15 albums probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have connects in overseas, Europe, Japan, Taiwan, all these countries, Ukraine, that we can go to. It's just a matter of getting it together and putting out the next record. So we're going to work on that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's good. You know, I always ask artists this that's been signed to deals that are now independent. For these young people that's out there that's listening to us, what advice would you give? Would you say chase that machine, or would you say stay independent? It may be a slow roll, but you're going to keep more of your money. What would you guys say?
I would say chase the machine, but, you know, be your own machine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do a lot of this stuff for little money on your own. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to have somebody throw you a bunch of money to put you in the position to do that. You can do a lot of that with your phone at home, you know. So you just got to think large scale and just get the people that can help you with things that you're not good at, basically, right? So if you're not good at doing graphic design, hire somebody to do that, right? There's just a lot of things that you can do on your own to get your music out there, and you just need to get the following. So
okay. What's next for Folsom? I mean, we talked about, you know, an album coming out. Do we have a date? Do we have a name? Where can we find it? Where can we find new music that we haven't heard on this side of the country or the planet? You know, so where can we get all that from?
Well, at this moment, everything is fairly new. We're working on tracks. DJ Glazer's producing the tracks. We're coming together collectively so we can put a dope album for the masses. You understand what I'm saying? But if they want to find us and look for us, we have an IG. We have Folsom Official, Foesum Official, because we're official. They can follow us on there and get all the latest information, the tours, what we got coming up, what we doing. But like I said, the new album is coming, and follow us on IG. You're gonna know what's going on. You'll definitely know what's going on.
But you know, guys, I want to say this, because you don't meet artists that have been in places and rooms like you guys have. Eazy-E, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and God knows who else.
Dr. Dre, everything.
Right. You don't meet artists like you guys all the time. And for the listeners that's out there listening, these guys were very humble. They didn't know who I was from a can of paint. But I introduced myself, gave them the backstory of these radio stations and stuff, and they were more than willing to do this, was happy to do it. So I want to say personally, from our radio stations to you guys, thank you. Because trust me, you don't get this all the time and everywhere. So I hope all the best for you guys, and hopefully I'll get some new music soon.
Man, we got a lot of stuff, man. A lot, man. That's not a problem.
So I'm gonna get some new music from Folsom.
And they had to stop us. Like that.
So I'll get some new music from Folsom that I can give to our listeners. Okay.
We got plenty of music.
In the meantime, I mean, you know, we have a whole catalog of music that you may have not even heard. So go through it. I mean, every
where though? Where?
All the major streaming. You
know, Apple Music,
Spotify, YouTube. It's all out there.
Just type in Folsom.
So man, and I think it'll take you. Just take you on a
long ride.
A rabbit hole down this hole.
You'll go down a rabbit hole.
You'll go down a rabbit hole, and you'll start thinking, oh, this is the beginning, and this is what they did in this year, and this is what they did in this year, and this is what they did most recently, and they did these songs with these people overseas, and it's all great music. You know how you can't deny how good the music is. That's the thing.
That's the one good thing about it.
And that goes back to all the international people. Everything to them is an import, so they gotta try a little bit harder to find it and to get it. And that's how we earn some of those fans that are overseas.
Wow. Well, again, thank you guys. Stay wholesome. Folsom.
There's one more thing that I want to say. It's like for us performing, we're like, you know, we like to go overseas a lot. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, we always wind up over there. But even though this is the first time being here, but it's actually cool to be here in Michigan. Because, like I was telling them in school, because we're not overseas. We're back at home in the United States. So that part is cool because we're still here at home. Even though we're out of California, but it's still here in the U.S. So that part is really, really cool. Well, pretty good part about that part, you know what I'm saying?
And last but not least, I just want to say we appreciate you for wanting to interview Folsom, to take time out of your day to get a little history on Folsom from DJ Glaze, Eminem, and T-Dub. And we really appreciate it. Like Glaze said, we got a lot coming up. Just Google us and find us. I'm going to spell it one more time. Folsom. F-O-E-S-U-M. Just look us up. Follow us on IG. We're going to have a lot of things coming on for you guys. Just be ready.
Well, again, thank you. We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.